This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. They've gathered all the nonsense from around the world to mock it. This is The Nate Darling Show.
You guys were excellent today.
Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you inside.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
And welcome in for the next 500 episodes of The Nate Darling Show.
Oh, yeah. 500!
That's right. This is the Buttonfly edition. 501.
501.
Little 501s. Coming up on the show today, we'll be talking turkey.
Ooh. Gobble, gobble.
Plus, there was a Fox News alert that some people mocked. And the Raiders are leaving Oakland. It's true. It's sad.
I don't care.
Yeah. It's, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatevs. They did their thing. Yeah, that's it. We're embarking on another 500 shows. If you've checked out the website, you'll notice the website has a slightly different look today. But not right now, Jason.
I'm looking right now. I guess.
Well, get sink in the old look, because the new look is not up yet as we record this. It's a whole time travel thing.
Oh, I see.
Imagine yourself when you're actually able to hear this show.
I see.
That we're recording on Tuesday. On Wednesday, when it actually goes up.
Oh, so it goes live.
Everything's going to go live.
At midnight tonight.
Yes.
Ah.
At some point between now and when you wake up Wednesday morning.
Well, I'm going to wake up at midnight.
It's going to be a very short night's sleep for you. Before we get to all that, hello, Kareem.
Hello.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Jason.
What up?
Before we get to all that, Bill O'Reilly said something kind of dickish, so... let's get right into that first.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight. A liberal congresswoman attacks President Trump. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. For years, Maxine Waters, Democrat from California, has been an outspoken left-wing voice, highlighting the oppression she believes Black Americans experience. Talking Points believes Ms. Waters is totally sincere in her belief system. And although many Americans disagree with her extremism at times, she deserves a hearing and should not be marginalized by political opponents. In fact, I made that mistake this morning on Fox and Friends. I said in a simple jest that the congressman's hair distracted me. Well, that was stupid. I apologize. I had no place in the conversation. Now, it's not necessary to poke fun at anyone who's speaking from the heart in the public arena, in my opinion. But it is necessary to analyze what's being said.
Despite the fact.
But he didn't. He said she was wearing a James Brown wig.
Oh, man.
Which I'm sure went over great on Fox and Friends.
Oh, yeah. They loved it.
Yeah. So at least he apologized.
He's an idiot.
Oh, man.
I'll give you that. At least he apologized.
At least.
At least. All right, now that we're through with that, Kareem, how was your week?
I had a class for my new job all last week. Sitting for 8 hours a day is not my thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I drink a lot of Red Bull. A lot of Red Bull. But the class, I got my certification, so that is great.
Congratulations.
And then they had some more good news at work, which could, as long as I just do what I'm supposed to do, then my finances will go through the roof.
Nice. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Jason, how about you? How was your week?
My week was... hey, I'm here, right?
And you
that's
are
great.
Here.
So
you were here last week too,
for a little while.
You left a little early to handle some business
and take care of some stuff.
Sure.
It's just I have to accept that that's the way my life is now sometimes. But yeah, this last weekend moved some stuff for a family member,
mm-hmm.
The day went pretty much exactly how I thought it would.
Yep.
On Sunday. Just spent it at home for the most part, just like hung out. So, I mean, that was nice just to hang out at the house. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hurt my foot Saturday, and I have no idea how.
Oh, that means you're old.
Yeah.
When you start hurting yourself and have no idea how.
Or you drank entirely too much.
That's true.
Yeah.
Was there vodka in that Red Bull?
There was no vodka in the Red Bull.
This past week, I had a momentous occasion. I met Jason's wife, Christine, in person for the first time.
Mm-hmm. See, now you know she really exists.
Well, I knew she existed. I'd seen photos of them together, and they did not look at all photoshopped. it's really interesting when someone comes up to you and you don't necessarily know them, but they know you. And I've experienced that before in different scenarios, but there was just this one second where I'm like, 1,001,000. Oh, it's Christine. Cause she's very tiny, mm-hmm, petite. Yes. And of course she had your daughter with her.
Yes.
And she was just being the best kid ever in a grocery store. Just hanging out, looking around.
She's pretty. If she's crying and I take her outside, she will stop crying, which is crazy, right?
Well, it's Oak Park. There might be a drive-by.
I know. So you have to weigh things out.
She's like looking around, seeing if there's anybody coming down the street a little too slow.
Yeah. She yelled duck one day.
Come on. You don't live in that part of Oak Park.
No, I do not. No, I mean, my house was in a drive-by like a week after we bought it. So.
Mm. Yeah.
That was the last drive-by in Oak Park.
Right. And all the drive-bys now are like, oh, look at that house. It looks lovely.
Yeah. I wonder if we can kick out those residents and buy the house.
Sure. That's a good plan.
Those are the kind of drive-bys that are going on at Oak Park now.
It's true.
Yeah.
Finally saw Logan Sunday morning, first thing. Good movie.
Right?
Really good movie. Did not see Chips. Chips, which right now is sitting at 18% on Rotten Tomatoes with the critics. And just over 50% with the audience.
I'm so sad for Dax. I was really hoping that it would pan out and be, you know, brilliant.
Me too. You know why? Because I'm tired of seeing him and his wife in those stupid commercials. Like, get off my screen. You two sicken me.
I like the fact that they're happy as a couple. I mean.
Are they? Because they're actors.
They might be just acting.
Well, it's true. They're not. He's not a very good actor, so there's that.
I just wish they would stop making. If you're gonna make a movie that was some 70s TV show, then make it. Don't. I mean, you just made it to make fun of it. Then it's the pointless in doing it.
I heard him talking about it.
Yes.
I heard him talking about it, and one of the things he said when he was talking about it was that his whole idea behind making the movie was that he wanted to ride motorcycles because that's his passion, is riding motorcycles, and he just went into the studio and was like, "Hey, I want to make a Chips movie." And the guy, it was like right after Warner Brothers had like won, like been nominated for 15, 16 Oscars last year.
Okay.
And the guy was like, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it.
And then they held auditions for Paunch.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's how it went.
So you're telling me that of all of the creative people that are trying to get movies made, this jack off got to make this movie, and there are probably like a ton of other great movies.
Well, he made Hit and Run, which was a good movie. I mean, it was with him and his wife, and it was, you know, I mean, it was okay. It was good. And it was he wrote it, he directed it. So he was off of that, you know, it was after that pretty much.
Well, and they like making movies where they think there's a built-in audience because people know what Chips is.
But I get it. I get what I understand that part.
Dollar, 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 dollar.
Yeah. And how many of those movies actually make money?
Well, depends on how cheaply they make them. This one will make money. Yeah. It's just not going to make a ton of money.
Yeah.
It's not going to make Beauty and the Beast money.
Yeah, if it would have come out making $40 million the first week.
It made $7.8 million the first week.
Yeah, if it would have made $40 million.
But I have no idea how much it cost to make. So
$25 million is how much he got.
Well, it'll be fun.
Like, how in the hell?
Eventually they'll make it back. All right, we mentioned it earlier, the Raiders leaving Oakland again, this time for the neon lights of Las Vegas. The NFL voted 31-1 to allow the move. The lone team that stood up and said nay was the Miami Dolphins, although they did not say why.
The owner said that at this point, cities in the country don't have money to give the NFL for stadiums.
Well, apparently Las Vegas does.
apparently, but he's saying that he was saying that the NFL has made enough enough money to where they should be pampered all the stadiums.
Right. I mean, that's a fair point. And somebody brought up the idea of the Raiders and the 49ers sharing Levi's Stadium. The Jets and Giants share a stadium in New Jersey. Yeah. That did not go very far. So, by the way, I need to know this. Mark Davis, who is the Raiders owner, he's an older fella at this point, yet he has the worst bowl haircut I have ever seen on a person. It's like a bowl haircut, but somebody tilted the bowl back.
Yeah,
I think it's a wig that's on wrong.
It could be the anti-Trump wig. The anti-Trump wig is what it is. Yeah. So here's the fun part, though. The Raiders are still going to have to play in Oakland for another couple years because they don't have a stadium yet. They have a lease through 2018, and they are open to staying in Oakland in 2019. So they're looking at 2020 before they're actually in Las Vegas. Now, there's only 8 home games. I guarantee there are people that will get on a plane in Vegas and come to see the Raiders.
Right.
A lot of people will be done with them. They'll sort of wash their hands. But the bottom line is, there's only 8 games. It's not that hard. It's not like in baseball. Like in 1994, I lived where I could go to see the Montreal Expos all the time. Expos did not draw a ton of people to begin with. That season, with a bad team, they were drawing between 5,000 and 7,000 fans a night with a bad team.
Yeah.
The Raiders, and this is lucky for them, they're actually a good team right now. Unlike the other teams that have moved, the Rams, the Chargers, those teams both stink. The Raiders right now are pretty good. So
here's what the owner of the Dolphins say. He said, "You've got to look around. There's very little public money available for teams today, and if you own a team, you should have the deep pockets to deliver. You need some public money for infrastructure and things like that. But with the cost of stadiums today, our country can't afford to put all the money in those things."
Oh, he's going to get kicked right out of the rich guy club.
Yeah.
He's going to get kicked right out with that sort of logical thinking. So anyway, the Oakland, Los Angeles, Oakland, now Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, because the people in Vegas don't make money like that.
Which people?
The regular people.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. But the casino owners make the money.
Yeah, casino owners make money. So you're going to have a bunch of, looking at the stadium, you're pretty much going to have the other team's fans.
You're going to have a decent number of fans because, remember, it's a short trip from L.A. There's still a ton of L.A. Raider fans in L.A., and it's only 8 games.
Well, yeah. And Oakland it's a people week, will
it's
fly.
A weekend trip.
I'm sure there's people in Oakland will fly.
Yeah,
and my cousin's already telling me, like, you can get flights from Modesto to Vegas for, like, $60 or something.
Oh, getting
like
to Vegas is super cheap.
Yeah.
You can get hotel rooms super cheap. People are just going to start taking weekend road trips. They'll be like, all right, cool, we'll go for the weekend, which is going to be a delight although it's going to be a retractable roof. Vegas is hot.
Oh, yeah.
So it should be interesting to see. excuse me. I've got Jason's throat clearing issue.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Meanwhile, there was an uproar when someone decided to, you know, be outraged at something they didn't really know that much about. There were 3 girls forbidden from boarding a United Airlines plane in Denver because they were wearing leggings. Now, at least one of the girls was as young as 10. They were all the others were teenagers. They were ultimately forced to change their attire before being permitted to board. Now, United defended itself by claiming that the traveler was a pass rider. As pass riders, they represent United Airlines when they fly and have a specific dress code. A pass rider is a traveler who is generally an employee of the airline or an employee's family member, and they fly on either a free or a very discounted ticket. So that's the rules. Those are the rules that they put in. But someone who was standing there watching it happen didn't really know the whole story, started tweeting the outrage, and then it spread to celebrities because they clearly had nothing going on this weekend, including Patricia Arquette, who tweeted, "United, why aren't you allowing girls to wear leggings on flights? Who is your gate agent policing girls' clothing?" Well, it's not all girls, because if they would have been paying travelers, they would have been able to fly. United made the mistake of responding to people.
Yeah.
The first response was, the attire of the past traveler did not meet our rules. And then she said, was there something strange about all these girls' leggings? And then they said, United employees and their eligible dependents standing by on a space available basis, pass riders are prioritized last. She then said, do you understand you have made at least half your customers very unhappy? Again, if they're just regular people flying on the plane, they get on the plane.
Right.
Chrissy Teigen, who has really nothing better to do, again, said, I have flown United before with literally no pants on, just a top as a dress. Next time I will wear only jeans and a scarf. I look forward to seeing you fly.
Me too. I'm at the pictures.
Sarah Silverman took a break from smoking copious amounts of weed to tweet, hey, United, I fly a lot. About to go on tour all April and changing all my United flights to other airlines. They responded to her, the attire of teenage past travelers did not meet our policy for company benefit travel. Why are you responding? Don't respond on Twitter.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen then said, yeah, they're only trying to treat the teenage daughters of their employees like ass, not everyone else.
No, if you getting something for free. I mean, you have to abide by their rules.
Right. There's a dress code.
There's a dress code.
If you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Jim Norton took a break from visiting transgender prostitutes to tweet, I applaud United for making those girls change their leggings. Nothing on a plane offends me more than a comfortable woman. Abigail Breslin said, LOL, LOL, I'm never flying United again, not allowing a 10-year-old child on your flight for wearing leggings. What a joke. Both Andy Richter and William Shatner reminded us that they, too, enjoy tight-fitting bottoms. Andy tweeted, United, I have flown numerous times while displaying an egregious moose knuckle. What's a male over 10 have to do to get noticed?
So that's part of my what did we call it? What did we do that at the last show?
Oh, the airing of the grievances.
The airing of the grievances has a little bit to do with this.
Oh, okay, good. Patricia Arquette, back at it because she really has nothing going on. Tweeted back to Andy Richter and this Sharon Watts person. Because few men wear leggings, I agree, it's outdated. No, he's making a joke.
Yes.
He's making a damn joke.
I keep saying this. Me and my girlfriend got into an argument about this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do tell.
Yes. Leggings are not pants. And they're not pants. It's simple. It's as simple as that.
You're every woman in the world will argue with you on that.
Look, I know they will.
Under 60.
They're not pants. If you're, and half the time, they're not even leggings, they're tights that they wear as leggings, and you can see everything that they have. And so I understand why it's not attire. And she said, oh, well, nobody polices the way men dress. Or you can see their drawers, you know, their boxer shorts, whatever. I'm like, yeah, but the boxer short covers the whole butt. I'm not seeing your thong or any part of your.
By the way, imagine the outrage if it would have been three teenage African-American kids with the pants hanging down off their butt and the boxers showing, and the gate agent would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Because it would not have been, they would have been like, you need to pull your pants up.
Yeah. I was like,
oh, their moms would have told them.
Yeah. I'm like, stop it. You don't get to go everywhere the way you want to go. Sorry.
I will say, I think it for a 10-year-old girl, like knowing kids and stuff, like, I mean, like, I can understand for teenagers, 14-year-old, 15-year-old, 16-year-old, like people older that mm-hmm. understand that. But
I thought that's how old they were.
One was like 10 or 11.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's the only one that's like, come on, a 10-year-old, yeah. You're not even a preteen, really. You're still like a kid, you know? Like,
let me clear this up for you. Whoever gave them the buddy pass did a crap job of telling them, look, you need to dress up when you go to the airport because here are the guidelines of what you have to wear. You can't wear leggings, you can't wear jeans, and you can't wear a tank top. Yeah. You have to dress appropriately.
Exactly.
It's set up there, and that's what it is. And if you would have, if somebody who, because they know, if they're setting you up with a buddy pass, they know the deal.
Yeah.
They just said, oh, well, whatever. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
They're just kids. They'll let them on.
Yeah. I'm just like, stop. Like, no, it's you can't do everything that you want. Sorry.
The world is not your oyster. Stop going to the grocery store in pajamas.
Yeah. Like, put some clothes on. Oh, we can go to school in our pajamas so we don't have to do anything. Like, oh, my girlfriend's, oh, I know you're old-fashioned about this. I was like, no, it's common sense.
It is common sense, and especially where there's something saying, here are the rules.
Yeah.
Here are the rules. Meanwhile, someone who's said, screw the rules, our president, Donald Trump, according to Fox News, they tweeted out a Fox News alert late on Sunday that he was working at the White House. Turns out, the tweet was President Trump spending weekend working at White House. That was announced within graphics underneath an image of the White House, presumably captured just minutes before. It was curious, though, when they put that out, the weekend was nearly over. Here's the thing, though. It wasn't entirely true. According to pool reports, the president spent Saturday visiting Trump National Golf Course in Potomac Falls, Virginia, just outside of Washington. He arrived at the golf club at 11:01 a.m. Saturday wearing a suit, a white shirt, and no tie, with a red hat with USA emblazoned on the front. Although the traveling press pool asked multiple times about the president's activities, Trump's team did not provide answers. That's according to the report. The press pool was told Trump had meetings at the golf club. Yeah, he couldn't have had those at the White House. The presidential motorcade returned to the White House shortly after 4 p.m. Saturday. By then, pictures had emerged on social media of Trump riding a golf cart dressed in golf attire, still wearing the red hat, at the Trump National Golf Club.
They said it took him longer to drive there than he did. It's just ridiculous.
Then, according to pool reports, by the way, you're the president. People follow you around. Saturday at 9 p.m. that night, he visited the Trump International Hotel in Washington to have dinner, though once again reporters were not told with whom he would be dining. Photographs of Trump with his son-in-law Jared Kushner and daughter Ivanka at the hotel restaurant later emerged. Not really a big deal. On Sunday morning, he once again returned to the Trump National Golf Course in Virginia. Arriving at 11:04 a.m., a half hour later, reporters were informed that the president was wrapping up the last of three meetings shortly. The motorcade arrived back at the White House at 12:36. An Instagram post from another user showed Trump appearing to watch the Golf Channel with two unidentified people on Sunday.
Oh, and then yesterday he took credit for another Obama thing.
Yeah, well, that's his thing.
So is it a big announcement by Ford today? Major investment to be made in the three Michigan plants. Car companies coming back to U.S. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Ford said, while Trump was quick to take credit for the investment, the plan is consistent with what we announced previously.
Yeah. Well, on the bright side, he didn't go all the way to Florida to play golf this time.
Well, at least he's learning that part of it.
Still, though, here's a fun fact. The Secret Service passed spend money to rent carts to keep an eye on the president while he's out on the golf course. So we're paying so the Secret Service can rent golf carts at the Trump Resort.
Yeah.
Who makes money off that?
Well, he's divested, though. Don't worry
about that. Oh, sure. He's totally dead. He makes not a dime.
Yeah. Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, let's see how this goes. First up in Cool or Tool, the NFL, Jason.
Tool.
Kareem.
For that, they're Tool.
Yeah, the NFL is Tool. They are full of themselves. They need to be taken down a peg.
But they don't care about their fans. Like, they never have cared about their fans. They don't even care about their players. So
no.
I mean, like, I just don't. I can't even.
They care about money.
Yep.
Up next in Cool or Tool, leggings. Kareem.
Tool.
Jason.
Cool.
Oh yeah, they're cool. Sorry. I understand. I mean, there's a policy in place, but I enjoy a good legging.
Well, my wife bought some LuLaRose, which is this. It's a crazy thing. Yeah, it's like the day that I came home and she had them on, I was like, that looks good. Like, you know, like, oh yeah.
I need to make sure I check her out next time she has some up.
Hey, I mean, go for it, dude. You can look. Just can't touch.
And finally in Cooler.
The next one might actually be mine.
Finally in Cooler Tool.
For at least 5 years.
Working for the weekend. Jason.
Oh, working for the weekend, that's the American way, right? So it's cool.
Kareem.
It is cool.
It is a Loverboy song, and it is cool.
Yeah.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Ah, you got the words down there. Good. Hey, this weekend, you deserve something nice. So why don't you head on over to Amazon.com through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
That's what I was missing out on.
Get yourself something nice. Get 2-day shipping. If you're a Prime member, it's free, and you will have it by Friday, so you can have whatever you like this weekend. I just got the brand new PlayStation MLB The Show 17. It arrived today, came out today. I pre-ordered it on Amazon. It arrived today.
Did you already put it in and load up all the updates?
I have not done that yet because when I got home, my wife was playing Resident Evil.
And she's still playing Resident Evil.
Yeah, she's killing things. She's killing things, so... but that will be happening soon. But yeah, treat yourself to something nice.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're into video games, here's a fun fact. I went to GameStop, looked at a few games. I'm like, oh, they're $60. I looked them up on Amazon. FIFA 17, $60 at the store, $39 on Amazon.
Boom.
NBA 17, $60 in the store, $36 on Amazon.
Boom.
So
$39 on the PlayStation Store.
Right. But we don't get anything if people go to the damn PlayStation Store, Kareem. You're missing the whole goddamn point.
Yeah, I wasn't going to mention about how I buy all mine off Microsoft.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I won't get mine from the PlayStation Store. I'll get it from Amazon.
I don't care if you get it from Amazon or the PlayStation Store, but don't actively tell people not to do that.
Buy it from the Amazon store, or I'll come to your house.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
The Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Thanks for supporting the show. All right. Moving on. A Turkish mayor has promised an investigation after public loudspeakers in at least one neighborhood broadcast audio from a pornographic film.
What?
Mm-hmm. A witness in the neighborhood captured video of the loudspeakers, which are normally used to broadcast Muslim calls to prayer, at about 1 a.m. as they played what appeared to be audio from a pornographic film at loud volume. Let's see what that sounds like, because they put it on YouTube. Well, who says Muslims don't have a sense of humor? The mayor promised an investigation in a Facebook post saying, quote, "The unmoral provocation that had been conducted by intercepting the announcement system of our municipality and heard in certain spots in our neighborhoods has no relation with our institution. The necessary legal processes will be launched as soon as possible for those who are responsible for this unmoral act, and we apologize to our precious fellow townsmen for the situation. The people who recorded that seemed very upset because they were giggling." Well, so we'll see what happens with them. Good news, our friends to the north, the Liberal government in Canada is set to introduce a bill to legalize marijuana by July 1st, 2018. The federal government will be responsible for the quality control and regulation of the cannabis, while provinces will be in charge of distributing and selling the drug.
Hmm.
And then there's a picture of a Canadian flag that has a marijuana leaf instead of a maple leaf. So there you go. Canada one step ahead of the U.S. as a country.
Well,
one more time.
Hold it right there, because what the U.S. is going to do is they're going to double down on this war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna populate all those prisons and make some money that good old-fashioned way.
You are right.
By arresting Canada? Are we going to arrest Canada?
Well, we're
going to
arrest anybody smoking marijuana, anybody doing any drugs in the United States.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go.
All right, well, it's time for this.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
And it's time for Speak Out from the Press Republican. Upstate New York is dying, suffering to support a Manhattan lifestyle. Look for gas jobs in Pennsylvania. Our governor and his well-heeled cronies banning fracking in New York, but buys gas to keep New York City cozy? Keep up your support. They want your land cheap to build their summer home on. Because they won't allow you to frack in the Adirondacks? You dullard. Hey, I just heard that Trump blames the Democratic Party for not coming on board to help with his new health care bill. Did he think they were going to? And maybe they did, but could not find when Paul Ryan was hiding from many in his own party. Hey, the government should be reimbursed for those on Medicaid who are using health insurance for childbirth. They receive child tax credits when filing income tax. The amount should be sent back to Medicaid until paid in full to recoup the cost. There are many out there who keep having babies, then boast about how much money they're getting back on their taxes. While those of us who pay for our own health insurance are actually paying theirs along with the tax credit they receive. Somebody's bitter.
Yeah, so you should have just loved somebody.
Exactly.
You giving back your child tax credit, Jason?
No. But I think that our child tax credit is nothing in consideration of our, you know, buying a house and paying, you know, mortgage, write off.
Your property taxes?
The property tax, everything. Mm. You get to write off everything. It's amazing.
Can you write off your weed? Don't answer that. And finally, attention airlines. Some of us would like to travel from Plattsburgh to the Southwest nonstop. Please consider it. Also, some of us would like a pony. Please consider that.
Yeah, they don't even fly direct from from Buffalo. Like,
well, and here's the Plattsburgh is a town of 20,000 people.
Yeah,
there's really not enough people there to justify it. I mean, sure, you could get people coming down from Montreal to fly, but it's not enough to make it happen. So, anywho. Everybody wants something.
Everybody.
They want their money back. They want you to give money back. They want a flight direct from here to there. It's nice to want. I want to end this show, and since I'm the host, I get to do it.
Do it.
I'm going to wrap this thing up. This is episode 501. So, hey, this is The Fortunes, and the song is called 501s. What? We'll see you on Friday with a fresh new episode. Bye-bye. If you don't notice, he made my head light. I fall into him. As we break, we've hit a red light. He squeezed my head tight. Blossom in the headlights. Ooh, damn, that dirt jeans looks tight. I don't mean skinny. The hand tucked a t-shirt white. Boy, he's so pretty. The way he stands. Family plotted, way out this planet. Sorry, I've got plans tonight. By chance, we've got the same stop. If I would have made yours mine, designed to let go for you so fine, I would have gone to the end of the line. Designed to have been there in my mind, designed to I go there all the time. Come to, we've got to get to mine to see the planets realign. Light up, they woo. Light extra on the moonlight. Cook gates for days. Raise all I want in my sight. For days he stays. As if the sun never came and gave us time. We've been heating up the moon fight. Fire to my east side. It's pretty hot though, I don't know. Maybe this is all a mirage. I'm real late, what am I doing? Gotta go. Get off my stop so fast. It's pretty hot though, I don't know. This is all a mirage. I'm real late, what am I doing? Gotta go. Get off my stop so fast. But damn, that dirt jeans looks tight. The man tucked in t-shirt white. Boy, he's so pretty. The way he stayed. Feet firmly planted. Way out this planet. Sorry, I got plans tonight.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.